The parable of the ten virgins is where we started in part one of this study. And that experience will be repeated again at the end of the world. And this is talking about that time period here. This is from Early Writings, page 251. I was shown what did take place in heaven at the close of the prophetic periods in 1844. As Jesus ended his ministration in the holy place and closed the door of that apartment, a great darkness settled upon those who had heard and rejected the message of his coming, and they lost sight of him. A door was closed in heaven to the people that did not, by faith, enter in to the most holy place experience on October 22nd, 1844. The 50 that remained out of that movement were the wise virgins. The rest were the foolish virgins, and the door was closed at that time. That will be repeated again in our day. Now, Sister White, in early writings, more than once, in several passages, has a couple visions and a couple places where she addresses the closing of this door. I can think of five right off the top of my head, but two of the visions that are recorded in early writings you're all familiar with is when Christ moves from the holy to the most holy place, and then Satan comes into the holy place and sets up his throne and has light and truth and power. But in the most holy place we have light, truth, power, peace, joy, and love. Well, what Sister White is identifying to us then is, at that point, is that those people that would not move, the door was closed to them, and they began to follow Satan. Their probation had come to an end, and I would challenge any of us to be able to find where Sister White speaks about those people that would not enter in to the most holy place experience, those people that were among the movement before October 22nd, that they ever turned around. Desire of Ages 6:36. The crisis is stealing gradually upon us. The sun shines in the heavens, passing over its usual round, and the heavens still declare the glory of God. Men are still eating and drinking, planting and building, marrying and giving in marriage. Merchants are still buying and selling. Men are jostling one against another, contending for the highest place. Pleasure lovers are still crowding to theaters, horse races, gambling hells. Now, I didn't have a chance to check this. To me, it should be gambling halls, but I pulled this off the CD-ROM and it says gambling hells. And that fits too. Pleasure lovers are still crowding to theaters, horse races.